some entrepreneurs say the Milwaukee area can be a good but not great place to start a business. One challenge is to simply get out the word about new products or services. Some people have turned to appearing on a local television program called Project Pitch It, which begins its third season Saturday night. WUWM Innovation reporter Chuck Quirnbach has the story.
On national television, ABC's Shark Tank show has entrepreneurs compete for the financial backing of tycoons, called sharks, and a bidding war can erupt. In Milwaukee, there may be plenty of sharks on land, but not on the locally produced Project Pitch It.
Welcome to Project Pitch It, a show about Wisconsin business innovators. Next, three local entrepreneurs pitch their ideas to local moguls.
The moguls are four business leaders who both judge and coach the innovators. Over the eight-week season, 24 people will compete for weekly prizes valued at $30,000. Those include cash, a networking forum with investors, and business classes and 12 months of office space at Cardinal Stritch University, which helps sponsor Project Pitch It. Bev Greenberg is the show's creator and co-executive producer. She says the program that airs on a number of TV stations throughout the state has made it to a third year, partly by inspiring would-be entrepreneurs.
We all want to say to ourselves, I can do that, and then inspire people to get unstuck and get off the couch and then do it.
This year's contestants include a retired, disabled Iraq War veteran from Racine, Nick Loomis. He and his wife, Abriana, created the company C.M. Scully's, which offers beanies and headbands that have small openings for eyeglasses. Nick says his main market of motorcycle riders almost always need eye protection, and their head covering often doesn't stay on right.
After I was injured overseas, I had a perforated left eardrum, and I would lose equilibrium, so I had to cover my ears up, and everything that I've tried before wants to rise up off my head and off my ears.
So Loomis says he went to work designing headgear which would keep glasses in place. He says, like many entrepreneurs, he could use more capital. But Loomis says his biggest challenge is to find the right manufacturer as sales increase.
We're trying to get it into America. We had to go step overseas because that was the best place that we could find it. It turned out okay, but it could have been better. And so we still are searching for that perfect fit for us.
Appearing on Project Pitch It won't guarantee Loomis success, but the show, which chooses its competitors, says the vast majority of the entrepreneurs from the first two seasons are still in business. Season one contestant Melissa Tashin of Compost Crusaders says her company, which picks up food scraps from businesses, schools, and residences and delivers them to a compost facility in Caledonia, is slowly growing. There are now three full-time employees and four part-timers. Tashin says a challenge is changing what's thrown in the trash.
What we're really trying to do is create an eco-industry in Milwaukee around organics diversion. And so that takes a lot of infrastructure, that takes a lot of different players.
Truman McGee, owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls and a season two contestant on the television show, says he faces a different issue. He says even now with 12 employees, production is a challenge.
Being able to keep up with the demand for the product, which is a good problem, but also it could be a problem if we aren't able to keep up with demands.
Mark Gessner runs Cardinal Stritch's Innovation Hub. He says he's heard the many concerns about lack of money, access to expertise, and production headaches. But he says the good news for entrepreneurs is that Milwaukee's cautious ways may be changing.
The ground is becoming much more fertile in Wisconsin. We are seeing more accelerators, incubators, investors take note, and also large corporations take note of the importance of developing innovation, of developing talent.
Talent that will be on display for the next 8 weeks of Project Pitch It. The show airs Saturday nights in Milwaukee on WISN-TV. Chuck Quirnbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.